In the name of Jesus, amen. The accusation of the Jews is only true if Jesus is lying. The blasphemy of claiming to be the Son of God, being one with God, or being God himself deserves death when it is uttered by those who would seek to usurp Yahweh's position and authority and claim it for their own. But for Jesus, equality with God was not something to be stolen. It was already his. And so he does not blaspheme God's name. It is his own name. C.S. Lewis says of such claims that Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or the Lord. He says, a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with a man who says, I am a poached egg, or he could be the devil of hell himself. If Jesus knows that he is not the Son of God and yet makes the claim, he's a liar. What of his words? If Jesus believes he is the Son of God and yet is not, then he's a madman, a lunatic. Or, if Jesus knows precisely who he is and has confirmed it with signs beyond what the Jews demand or deserve, and as he makes this claim, he reveals himself that he is indeed the Lord. Such challenges to Jesus' identity continue to this day. But now the lunatics are we who proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God. St. Paul says that Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. What shall we say today? Americans seek prosperity and Europeans seek equality? What of it? And even we who ourselves are called gods, as the Word of God has come to us, seek after signs and wonders to confirm who Jesus is. When we suffer, we question God's love for us as though our earthly plight reveals God's attitude toward us. And as we prosper, we easily pity those who are downtrodden, hoping that if only Jesus were a part of their lives, they would not suffer so. But this is as foolish as seeking after signs and wisdom. It has not been left to us to look here or there for miracles and wonders to confirm God and to reveal for us his love. We have not been relegated to the tyranny of uncertainty, grasping for elusive revelations of God's sovereignty. We have a more sure testimony than the flightiness of the fanatical. The Word of God has come to us and has revealed himself to us, made his dwelling among us. Those who are called gods are those to whom the Hologos tou Theou has come. The Hologos tou Theou has come to you and united himself with you. And he gave you his name in the waters of holy baptism. The Hologos tou Theou comes to you in holy proclamation and brotherly consolation. The Hologos tou Theou gives you the sign and pledge of his very body and blood, so that in all these you yourself would be called gods, those to whom the Word of God has come and are rightly called sons of God. Now John performed no sign or miracle. He only proclaimed God's word. And that is confirmed in the coming of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When Jesus comes to where John was baptizing, those there believe in Jesus because all that John had said about him was true. God's word was proclaimed, and the people believed unto salvation. Such is our task, to proclaim true things about Jesus, that it may be said of our preaching and teaching, he did no sign, but everything that he said about Jesus was true. That it may be said, I came seeking signs and wisdom and wonders and works, but found only Christ and him crucified, and it was enough. That is the power of him who is the way, the truth, and the life. He is no liar, he is no lunatic, he is in fact the Lord of heaven and earth. And in the proclamation of the true things of God, faith is created, and the works of God continue, redeeming sinners to be the sons of God, born of his very own blood and water. Children of God, see and hear the works that Jesus has done for you. He has taken all your sins. He's taken them into himself. He has taken them to the cross. He has paid their price of death, and he has given you the assurance of eternal life in his own resurrection. These are the works of God, the signs and the wonders. These are the signs to which faith clings, and they all confirm for you the truth. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We kneel for prayer.